is today's good news?
No sweat news?
Okay, no sweat news time.
It's good news that no one got hurt in the first story. Can exactly. we agree on that?
I'll agree. Well, it depends. If it's a criminal, sometimes I like seeing a piano get dropped on his head.
Well, yes. But in this case, when a car drives through a Home Depot...
Oh,
that's
it's crazy.
Probably good that no one in the Home Depot got hurt. Today's good news, no sweat news, brought to you by Allstate. You know, if you are driving less, you could be saving on car insurance, pay-per-mile insurance from Allstate. So Dateline, Alabama, where a woman robbed a Home Depot in Trussville, and she did it like she was recreating some scene from Gone in 60 Seconds or something. She backed her year 2000 Pontiac Sunfire through the front doors of the damn place. She drove in reverse down some aisles, pulled a three-point turn.
Yeah, baby.
Loaded stuff into the Pontiac Sunbird and then drove out the way she drove in.
This is like a scene out of the Blues Brothers.
Yeah.
When the car went right into the mall.
Through the mall.
And Dan Aykroyd remembered to get that old man his Cheese Whiz.
That was nice. That was nice.
But it doesn't sound like she was grabbing Cheese Whiz or trying to avoid Chicago police. So I don't know what the hell's wrong with her.
This woman was giving Alabama a whole new definition of car side carryout.
I mean, it's Alabama. I guess
she was bringing the car inside. It was car inside carryout is what it was. You can watch this. It's on our website. Just click the pit at WRAT.com. Numerous people in the Home Depot were like, oh, my God, there's a car driving. And, oh, my God, she's stealing stuff. Oh, my God, she's leaving.
This is incredible.
It's nuts. And now here's the real kicker. Are you ready?
Well, you are supposed to leave the getaway car outside, lady, in the future.
Running. You leave it running if you can so you don't have to waste time starting it.
And outside.
The real kicker from it all is she got away.
She got away.
She didn't do the car.
Not one person in Alabama could get the license plate of this person.
Well, cops are still trying to track her down.
Well, maybe
it could be the ability to read license plates doesn't
just stop there. The ability to read in Alabama can be scarce.
So
from what I hear, listen, I don't know.
I admire the chutzpah and the insanity and the fact that she actually got away with it after driving into the store and driving out.
I mean, that is impressive. It's like Dukes of Hazzard or something. I don't know what she was trying to do.
Full on nuts.
Oh, boy.
Dateline, California for story number two. All right. So you're a mask hole and you don't want to wear a mask in public. No problem. Because a guy in Huntington Beach, California just invented a gun that shoots masks onto people's faces.
A gun?
Yeah.
That shoots masks.
Somehow he invented it. He's combined Second Amendment rights with protecting each other from public health problems.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I don't need this.
It's powered by CO2 cartridges, and it kind of looks like a Star Wars blaster or phaser combined with a prop from the movie Alien.
Yeah, but, I mean, what if it gets fired too rapidly? I don't want, like, my nose broken by a 100-mile-an-hour mask being shot at my face.
Not only did he test it on his own teddy bear, then he tested it on his own face, and... It works.
It does?
Yes. It shoots a surgical mask from this catapult-like handheld contraption onto somebody's face.
That's crazy.
So the next time Karen or Terry is the male version of Karen that we learned yesterday.
Yep.
Next time Karen or Terry goes viral for bitching about their constitutional rights to breathe without a thin piece of cotton on their mouth, well, just shoot in the face with a face mask.
Yeah, absolutely.
Although I don't see this going in any other way than bad, but... And you can watch the video of this dude inventing it where? In the pit at WRAT.com.
Oh, sweet.
It's full on nuts.
I'm heading over there.
And now, in England... Dateline England for story number three. A 11-year-old kid in Landrong, Wales, got bored in lockdown, and he started drawing stuff.
Oh?
What's he like to draw?
What?
Roller coasters.
Oh.
Finally, he settled on one drawing that he thought he could fit in his backyard, and when he showed his drawing to his engineer uncle on a Zoom meeting, his uncle said, hey, I think I can build that.
No way.
Because that's what's... engineers do two things. They build stuff and then argue about how to build stuff. So once the lockdown ended in England, the uncle and his 20-year-old son went over the 11-year-old's house, his, you know, sister's mm-hmm. house, and actually built the coaster in their backyard.
That is sweet.
Called in the kid. He obviously loves it. It's 230 feet long and named it the Big Dipper.
That's awesome.
You'll be able to find video of that at WRAT.com as well.
That's taking, like, you know, some kids you get jealous because they have a cool treehouse. That's just taking it to a whole new level. Oh, you have a treehouse? I have a roller in my backyard.
Exactly.
In your face.
That's the good news, no sweat news for today, Tuesday, August the 18th. We'll see you Friday for the No Sweat News quiz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.